time I was the star of a TV detective show. I had a hot girlfriend, I lived with my mama, drove a supercharged GTO. I read 6 daily papers and 10 magazines. I was always watching the news, because every time I had to solve some crime, that's where I'd get my clues. My name was Art, but they called me Cliff. Information was my big trip. I had bins and boxes of this and that. I could find what you need at the drop of a hat. You probably don't remember, but that was me. Clip Art Tuesday nights on ABC. There was the episode where they rigged my car with a bomb on a very short fuse. But we saved my machine with a trick I'd seen in an issue of the U.S. News. I solved the robberies, blackmail, and murders, all sorts of other crazy crimes, with the National Geographic, Arizona Highways, and the New York Times. My name was Art, but they called me Cliff. Information was my big trip. I had bins and boxes of this and that. I could find what you need at the drop of a hat. You probably don't remember who I am. Well, these days I'm Clip Art 5 nights a week on TV land. One day along came the internet. That was the end of our show, because now everybody had all the information they'd ever need to know. At least that was the promise they made us. I don't think it ever really came true. Take that Veronica Mars, I agree she's cute, but sometimes she hasn't got a clue. Did I hear somebody say come back? Well, I'm right here if you're looking for me. An old guy and his computer that make a fine little comedy. They could give me a pretty granddaughter who's a total software geek. We could combine our talents and solve a new mystery every week. They call me Cliff, but my name is Art. I'm America's new favorite old fart. I don't get Google, not right now. I'd be making backups if I knew how. But I could walk into Sears and say, look, that's me. Because Clip Art's comeback went straight to DVD. Straight to DVD.